It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Several hundred people gathered peacefully at the Colorado Capitol Sunday to continue protests over the death of George Floyd, who died in police custody in Minneapolis. Warren Harris, who is African-American, said he doesn't support the violence that has accompanied recent protests in Denver, but he says he can understand people's anger.
My heart races every time I pass by a cop car or a cop car just pass me, you know. That's how bad it is, you know. I shouldn't be afraid.
Harris said he hopes people and police officers can come together and demand an end to violent policing. For the fourth day today, RTD has suspended bus and rail service in and out of downtown Denver because of the ongoing protests. RTD officials say they're trying to protect employees and passengers given the unpredictable and sometimes destructive nature of the protests. 2 months after the CARES Pandemic Relief Act was signed into law, many small business owners say they need more federal help. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
On a call with Senator Michael Bennett, Colorado business owners talked about the continuing challenges caused by the pandemic. Hotel owners are facing cancellations. Restaurants and breweries have capacity limits. Len Vlahos co-owns Tattered Cover Bookstore in Denver. He says some owners feel pressure to reopen when it doesn't make sense.
Our customers like to linger. They like to touch everything. We make our money by hosting large-scale events.
Vlahos says he's intrigued by Bennett's bipartisan Restart proposal, a loan program that would help businesses cover certain costs over the next 6 months. Bennett says he'll push to include it in the next congressional aid package. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado State University will start this fall semester with in-person classes, then move online in late November, CPR's Grace Hood reports.
University President Joyce McConnell says classes will begin as scheduled August 24th, but go virtual after fall break on November 30th. She urges students, faculty, and staff to limit their travel during the semester to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The announcement is all part of a larger plan for safely allowing students to return to campus this fall in Fort Collins. Officials will also test people on campus and conduct contact tracing to prevent the virus's spread. On Friday, CSU also announced a tuition freeze for this coming semester that has to be approved by the Board of Governors. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.